Okay, let's see if we can get to U.S. staffing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Greg.
Happy New Year.
We did it. We did. We zoomed it.
Right.
Life is good.
Life is good. 2021.
Doggone
it. Right.
Hey, Greg, I was going to ask you, I have not talked to Ben about this. I was just wondering if you guys could tell me the score of the Michigan-Northwestern game. I missed it yesterday.
Michigan clobbered them.
Did they? Yeah, I didn't even see it.
It was ugly.
Oh, I know they did. I knew the answer before I asked.
I knew you did.
I did not.
I knew you did.
Sorry, Ben. And this is a really bad day for me to do that because it's actually I'm having my performance review today. So, on your last day, you can do anything you want, Greg. Apparently,
goodness.
Oh man, Greg, did you have a nice New Year?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Oh my goodness. Well, listen. It's that time. I mentioned performance reviews. It's that time of the year when we do performance reviews, you know, on the previous year. And we do goal setting. We do goal setting on the upcoming year.
Oh.
And so this week we're going to talk about goal setting and talk about some of those things. Ben?
Yeah. So... the background information for this discussion comes from a 2013 Forbes article by Sean Silverton. And I might add that this is not the normal humdrum discussion about goal setting. I'd say that the recommendations from this article about goal setting are actually a little bit shocking. And there's some shocking ones in here, I would say.
The things that we talk about on this show. So not what I expected either when I read the article. You know, to start with, it's important to remember that most companies have, you know, annual or quarterly goals that employees have to strive hard to meet and that sort of thing. And even at U.S. Staffing, we use a quarterly goal setting system, and it works for us. But there are some pretty strong cautions from the Forbes article about these sorts of goal settings. So...
Yeah, you know, the primary question posed by the article is a business really getting what it expects when these goals are accomplished? And researchers from several business schools who had input into this Forbes article show that in many cases, goals do more harm than good. And worse yet, they can cause real damage to the organizations and individuals using them.
Yeah, you know, their argument is that there are some pretty bad side effects, Ben, that are produced by goal-setting programs. And, Greg, those side effects include promoting unethical behavior, imagine that, unhealthy obsession in one area of the business, even underestimating the risk, creating a poisonous culture, and fostering what we might classify as just an unhealthy motivation towards the company.
Yeah, you know, and here's an example of a corporate goal that went very badly, according to this article, and I agree with him. And this is the Ford Pinto. So in 1968, Ford set a goal to build a car.
I had one of those, by the way.
That's awesome. But they set a goal to build a car that weighed less than 2,000 pounds and cost less than $2,000 to make and launch it within 2 years, so by 1970. And in various reports from that time, it was obvious that management overlooked safety testing and designed a car where the gas tank was vulnerable to explosion from rear-end collision. And 53 people died as a result of that oversight. And I know it's extreme, but it is an example of a bad side effect that we're talking about when we talk about some of these maybe myopic goals.
Yeah, well, so I did have one of those, and I did get in an accident with it. It was not a rear-end accident, fortunately, but I tell you what, we scrambled out of that car as soon as we could. A whole bunch of us were in there. So, you know, what companies can do to set goals and get what they intend without all those bad side effects, like that's really what we're talking about. So the Forbes article suggests a few goal-setting elements that can inspire employees and improve the overall business without some of those bad side effects.
Yeah, so, well, the first suggestion is to use goal setting as a specific prescription to fix a problem. Basically, don't use goal setting as a fix-it for all productivity
Right. Yeah, it's not a silver bullet. You know, if you have a specific problem, set a specific goal with some limitations, putting boundaries around these goals will help keep it from consuming other valuable resources and taking over other goals.
Yeah, so the next suggestion will steer, you know, some of us in faith, something many managers do. And the suggestion is do not set stretch goals.
I can't believe they put that in black and white writing, but they did.
I know, it's crazy. It almost feels like I'm violating every bit of management training I've ever had just by saying it out loud. But when people focus on a specific stretch goal, they often fail to perform other valued activities.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when employees are like call it hyper focused on reaching this one stretch goal, then there are unintended consequences, cheating, ethical violations. Researchers found that cheating on numbers results when people have an extreme focus on these sorts of stretch goals. So we can think about Enron in 2001, and then more recently the whole Wells Fargo debacle with credit cards and that sort of thing. So there's some good examples of stretch goals gone bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And instead, the article suggests using learning or mastery goals. So these are goals that encourage employees to learn a new skill that will have a positive effect on their performance and motivation.
You know, and lastly, the article also recommends that there must be some oversight to prevent some unethical behavior. You know, leaders and managers, you know, they have to be on top of these goals. They just can't set them and forget them and walk away.
Yeah, you know, company leaders who have a cruise control mentality regarding goals may end up getting some of those unintended side effects.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, Greg, this is a new year. If employers are looking to start the year off with a fresh start and a new job, they should contact us. Or maybe an employer is looking for some new employees. We can help with that. At U.S. Staffing, we can help match the right person to the right opportunity. Ben, how can folks find us here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, so if business leaders and potential team members want to contact us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or they can come into our Jackson location at 707 North Wizard Street. Now, we are still by appointment only for now, so be sure to call ahead. You can call us at phone number 787-6150 to make that appointment.
All right, Mr. Greg.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a great week.
Thanks.
Jim Dolson and Ben Jones, U.S. Staffing.